Drive through Baltimore and you'll notice something striking. In working-class neighborhoods, families earned good money for generations but accumulated little wealth. Just miles away in the northern suburbs, the same families have maintained prosperity for centuries. The difference isn't just income, it's perspective. Families with lasting wealth take the extraordinarily long view. They invest in assets that hold value across decades, meticulously prepare children to manage wealth, guide them towards suitable marriages, and create legal structures to protect assets. They're almost fanatical about eliminating costs that erode wealth over time. This mindset of delayed gratification marks wealthy families across generations. Remember the famous marshmallow experiment? Children who waited 15 minutes for 2 marshmallows instead of grabbing one immediately scored 200 points higher on SAT tests. This principle explains why Swiss build structures meant to last centuries, while resource-rich regions often construct temporary buildings. True wealth creation demands sacrifice today for benefits your grandchildren will enjoy, like restoring a slate roof that will last 150 years or planting trees that will reach maturity long after you're gone. Every successful family fortune rests on 4 essential forms of capital: human, intellectual, organizational, and financial. Money alone isn't enough. Wealth acquired quickly tends to disappear just as rapidly when heirs lack the capacity to manage it. This explains why new money appears transient while old money endures. Human capital encompasses the family's knowledge, skills, emotional stability, culture, risk tolerance, work ethic, and collaborative ability. Experience outweighs theoretical knowledge. Children should participate in business decisions alongside parents, learning through observation and practice. Different talents serve different purposes within the family system, as shown by John D. Rockefeller, Jr., who excelled at family governance rather than business like his father. For wealth preservation, retirement proves counterproductive. Elderly family members contribute essential wisdom that helps identify financial scams and market absurdities. Multi-generational households benefit from elders who provide household management, child care, and perspective, ensuring both young and old contribute to family prosperity. Creating extraordinary wealth requires a strategic partnership with complementary roles. The wealth creator needs exceptional focus, often 70, 80-hour work weeks, extensive travel, and intense mental engagement that leaves little capacity for daily family matters. Meanwhile, the other spouse must focus on creating family life, becoming the architect of family culture, establishing traditions and values that shape future generations. The dual-income approach creates significant obstacles to building lasting wealth. Neither spouse can dedicate sufficient time to extraordinary achievement. The wealth builder becomes limited by traditional work hours, while the family builder, stretched between career and home, cannot properly develop the crucial family culture that sustains wealth across generations. The financial reality proves disappointing, too. Despite higher gross income, families face increased expenses. Premium child care, $15,000 to $30,000 annually, additional vehicles, higher transportation costs, more restaurant meals, and professional wardrobe requirements. These expenses, combined with higher tax brackets, often leave dual-income families with less disposable income than expected, and insufficient time to build either wealth or family culture. Contrary to conventional thinking, the non-working family member often contributes most critically to creating lasting wealth. The matriarch isn't a trophy wife, but produces capable, confident children who understand duty and family values. While the wealth builder acts as CEO of the business, she serves as chief emotional officer, maintaining meaningful relationships throughout the family. The matriarch must guard against 3 primary threats: division, factional splits from disagreements or divorce, dissatisfaction, festering hurt feelings, and distance, geographic and emotional separation, weakening family bonds. Gutle Schnapper, the Rothschild matriarch, exemplifies this role. Living in Frankfurt's overcrowded Jewish ghetto under severe discrimination, she raised 19 children, 10 surviving, in cramped quarters. Despite these challenges, Gutla created a harmonious home through her prudent, warm nature, instilling family duty that enabled the Rothschilds to maintain their banking empire for over 250 years. Human capital, capable family members who can build and preserve wealth, represents a family's most valuable resource. The Rothschilds survived wars, persecution, government seizures, plagues, and business failures because there was always a skilled family member somewhere who could help rebuild. Successful multi-generational families develop a distinct culture, shared beliefs, mission, and narrative about their origins and purpose. Without this foundation, inheritance becomes value-based conflict rather than financial disagreement. Old money families prioritize production over consumption while maintaining relevant traditions. A family business serves as both cultural cornerstone and financial asset, extending your family's identity and involving younger generations. Intergenerational hobbies, education choices, and marriage patterns reflect and reinforce family values. Family history creates a sense of uniqueness and answers fundamental identity questions. Stories of ancestors overcoming challenges inspire current members. While keeping narratives truthful, emphasizing themes that showcase your family's best qualities establishes a family brand that guides self-image and helps members reach their potential. Teaching delayed gratification from a young age remains crucial for wealth preservation, as this principle built the fortune initially and maintains it over time. Most family fortunes originate from successful businesses rather than careers, investments, or windfalls. A business provides a stronger foundation for multi-generational wealth than mere money. While cash exists as abstract electronic figures, a business has tangible presence, physical locations, employees, customers, and operations. Unlike money, which is quiet and easily spent, a business has personality and resists dismantling. This reflects the principle that wealth that's harder to create tends to be harder to lose. The business becomes the ideal vessel for family fortune precisely because of these challenges. Building a family business begins with identifying what people will pay for. Sustainability comes from taking one step at a time. The successful entrepreneur isn't a rugged pioneer forcing a vision on the world, but someone who identifies and rides existing trends, looking for proven ideas at their tipping point, when they're moving from fringe to mainstream acceptance. Japan's Kongo family exemplifies multi-generational success, maintaining a temple-building business since 578 AD through 40 generations by passing down woodworking secrets and implementing strategic succession planning. Preserving family wealth requires both financial structures and governance frameworks. The wealth creator should oversee power transition while still mentally sharp, evolving from commander-in-chief to elder. Elders function as the family's judicial branch, resolving disputes, upholding values through storytelling, preserving history, and maintaining ethical standards. A family stronghold provides insurance against calamity and establishes identity. It creates permanence and culture, a place for reunions, collaborative work, storing family history, and security. It should be debt-free, quiet, and protective. A retreat for recovery and reflection. Families whose wealth has endured understand that true wealth isn't measured in dollars, but in resilience, shared wisdom, and creating something larger than any individual. The greatest inheritance isn't money, but purpose, a connection to those who came before and those who will follow. Will you build something that lasts beyond your lifetime, or merely consume what you've earned? The choice will echo through generations.